This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. O.J. Simpson has died. His family disclosed on X that he passed away yesterday after battling cancer. Simpson was 76. The former NFL star and broadcaster was one of the most celebrated sports figures of his time, elected to the College Football Hall of Fame in 1983, then 2 years later into the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I'll never let you guys down, man. I'll live up to the honor of being in this hall and being on your team.
But he later became one of the most polarizing figures when in 1994, he stood trial for the murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. Simpson was acquitted in the criminal trial, but later in a civil trial was found liable for their deaths. The case highlighted issues surrounding domestic violence, celebrity, and race. Many white Americans protested the acquittal, and many black Americans praised it. The Justice Department says it's going to require federal background checks for the sale of all guns in the United States, not just those sold at gun stores. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports the DOJ is seeking to close the so-called gun show loophole.
The new rule from the Justice Department means that guns sold at gun shows, at flea markets, or on social media would all require background checks before purchase. Vice President Kamala Harris, who leads the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention, says the rule will keep guns out of the hands of domestic abusers and people who have been convicted of violent felonies. The rule is part of the bipartisan legislation on gun violence that President Biden signed into law in 2022. The DOJ estimates the rule will affect roughly 23,000 unlicensed gun dealers in the U.S. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
United Nations aid workers say they came under fire while waiting to cross through an Israeli checkpoint in central Gaza this week. UNICEF workers were trying to deliver fuel and medical supplies to the northern part of the enclave. NPR's Carrie Khan reports that's where officials say famine conditions are already occurring.
UNICEF spokeswoman Tessa Ingram says she was riding in a three-vehicle caravan on Tuesday that was struck by gunfire coming from the direction of an Israeli checkpoint.
This is not something that should happen at any point to a UN convoy, but let alone one that's on a coordinated mission at a designated holding point where we were asked and authorized to wait.
She says none of the aid workers were injured, but workers continue to face dangers despite assurances of improved safety by Israel after seven World Central Kitchen employees were killed by an Israeli airstrike. Israel says they were mistakenly targeted. UNICEF says Israeli military have not responded to its inquiries. Military officials did not immediately respond to an NPR request. Carrie Khan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 94 points. You're listening to NPR News. Authorities in Zambia's capital raided a cybercrime operation. They say they seized thousands of mobile phone SIM cards and devices used to mask the location of callers. Ishma Fundikwa reports dozens of people, including many Chinese citizens, were arrested.
The raid came after months of intelligence gathering by authorities following a rise in internet fraud cases in Zambia. An official says the company involved, Golden Top Support Services, had recruited, quote, unsuspecting Zambians aged between 20 and 25. The recruits believed they would be call center agents, but were engaged in deceptive conversations over various communication platforms. The Zambian nationals were charged and released on bail, while 22 Chinese men and a Cameroonian who were initially detained are out on bond. For NPR News, I am Ish Mafundikwa in Harare.
An iPhone fix could end up taking less time under a new process that Apple plans to roll out this fall. On its website today, the company disclosed it will allow customers and independent repair providers to utilize used Apple parts in repairs on select iPhone models. The tech giant says a new process is designed to give consumers more options while maintaining an iPhone user's privacy and minimizing the environmental impact of repair. The Dow is down 66, S&P's up 18, the NASDAQ has risen 147 points. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.